You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, we're on right now. We've got Tim Becker. He's the director of the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. He's my favorite nuclear power engineer. You know, there's a great show on Nova about nuclear power yesterday, Tim.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You got to look that up. It was awesome. They talked about the first reactor, the one that they did out in Utah. They talked about the reactor two. They showed Bill Clinton shutting it all down. And then they showed why they're starting it up with all the smart new millennials, because they can make it clean power with no greenhouse gases. But that's not what we're here to talk about today.
No, it's not.
So, Tim, tell me, I want to talk about a couple things. I know that we've got a big conference you guys are throwing. I know I'm going to be there. I'm a sponsorship chairman, for crying out loud. But let's first talk a little bit about what you're seeing around the state in commercial real estate. I know you poll all the experts once a quarter. Tell me how the pulse of the real estate industry is about the state of Florida right now.
Well, Jim, what's interesting is we're polling at this very moment for the fourth quarter, so I'm interested to see what the results of that are going to be. It's our first poll after the elections, and it'll be interesting to see what people think are going to happen going forward. But I have to say, the real estate markets in Florida are strong, and people think that they're going to continue to be that way.
Well, see, we live in South Florida, where we see lots of cranes, lots of traffic, lots of high-rises, less sky, more building, and it's really looking like it's crazy white hot. How is it in the rest of the state?
It's crazy white hot in the rest of the state. Perhaps not as hot as in Miami, but certainly in Tampa and Orlando, things are going extremely well. I'm sure you know that we continue to break records in tourism for the state. And a large portion of that tourism goes to Orlando, and so they're benefiting tremendously from a very strong hospitality market, a very strong job market. UCF is doing tremendous things down there, and so they're bringing a lot of housing and a lot of good jobs to Orlando. So that's going very well. And Tampa is doing the same thing. It's really picked up tremendously over the past couple quarters in Tampa, a very strong market.
Well, one of our listeners on Facebook Live asked me to ask you what you think is going to happen in the real estate market with the new incoming administration. I know you said your survey's still out, but what are your phone calls telling you? I know you talk to everybody.
Yeah, we do talk to a lot of people, and I think people remain optimistic. Obviously, there's a little bit of uncertainty. There's some tax issues that are going to come up, and I think that how Congress and the new president handles those tax issues are going to be important to the business. But I think everyone thinks that less regulation is better for business, and when business is better, real estate is better.
Oh, I agree with you on that. Now, Tim, I know that you've got an event coming up in Orlando at the end of February. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that? And that's a softball, because I know all about it already. I'm going.
Well, you do.
I'm going.
And you're our main guy.
Oh, I love you, man. Thank
you. February 23rd and 24th at the Hyatt Regency Orlando. You can join 500 of the top real estate practitioners in the state and around the Southeast. To hear some great speakers. We have Jeff Hines, the CEO of Hines, one of the largest developers in the world, coming to speak to us and tell us what's going on. Our Hall of Famer this year is Peter Rummel, who used to head Disney Imagineering and was the brainchild behind Celebration, head of the St. Joe Company, most recently the worldwide chairman of the Urban Land Institute.
Woo.
Terrific individual.
Cannot wait to meet him.
Yeah, just terrific. Chris McGibbons, who's the head of real estate for TIAA, one of the largest owners of real estate in the world. So a spectacular lineup of people coming, and we hope that your listeners will join us. Nikki, you know, our assistant director, would kill me if I didn't say hotel space is running out, and you have until January 18th to make your reservation.
You know,
you're out of luck.
I made my reservation, but the young person from UF emailed me and said I didn't, so I sent my confirmation number. Made me want to check those lists a little, Tim. But anyway, I'm really excited. I go every year. It's an awesome event. We do a remote from there. I have met some of the most fabulous people, and I have reconnected. You see, that's it. I've reconnected with so many wonderful people, and I got to tell you that University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies Network, I'm going to just say it, is money in the bank. Now, Tim, if somebody wants to go and get involved and go to the University of Florida and study real estate, how do they do that?
The easiest way is to go to realestate.ufl.edu and check all the information out there. My contact information is up there. I would suggest anyone give me a call. I'd be happy to talk to them and tell them all the wonderful things that we do for the students and the wonderful board members like you, Jim, that we have that help out.
Oh, listen, it's absolutely my pleasure. The number one thing that I enjoy doing is mentoring people and paying it forward. And the people that come out of the University of Florida are terrific. And I'll tell you, there's a whole bunch of international students that are there. People, if they want to get somebody that speaks Chinese and knows how to do real estate, they're at UF. You know, I know that we've got people from China because I've met them.
We've got people from China, Korea, France, Brazil, India. We get them from all over, and we're excited about how smart they are and how much they want to stay here and help Florida real estate.
What are some of the companies that have hired some of the students?
All the big companies right now: Wells Fargo, Prudential, Duff and Phelps,
Cushman,
Ernst & Young. You name it. All the big boys hire our folks every year, and we do have students who are currently in the job market. And so if your listeners have jobs available, give us a call because we have fantastic students that will help fill their needs.
Well, you know, I always help make matches, and I'm really excited. We're going to have Luke and some of his friends come down and go to the CCIM event next week. I'm going to see them there. So you have a good relationship with CCIM up there at UF, don't you?
We do. We're one of the very first partners with CCIM on their university program. So our students get 3/4 of the courses that they need towards their CCIM designation. All they have to do is go out and work and get their deal flow up so that they can turn in their portfolio.
Well, they got to call. They call me and I'll get them their deal flow.
And as you know, Jim, I'm a CCIM, so I'm always pushing CCIM and the power of that network.
It's a fabulous network. They're one of the sponsors on the show. They've got a fabulous conference that's going to be coming up next week. Britt Rosen and the rest of the guys over there do an amazing job, Frank and Steve. But anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. So, Tim, if people want to register for the event, what do you call it again? The Trends and Strategies Conference? I can get it.
Trends and Strategies Conference. That's correct.
How do they register, Tim?
realestate.ufl.edu, and you can get there. It's $399, and we have hotels until January 18th. Get them now. They're going quick.
Yeah, and I want to
tell sold out.
I want to tell a quick story is that it's the Kelly Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Kelly gave me my first job in real estate. He's one of the most amazing people, very philanthropic oriented, very open guy. You can go up and talk to him all the time. We're so blessed to have him as the leader of our team there. And Nathan's no slouch, the Nathan Collier's program. You know, our sponsors are people that have given us foundation money to build this program, and we're just getting started, have been just amazing, and I'm so proud to be a part of the whole thing.
We couldn't do it without you, Jim, and we really appreciate all you do for us and your wonderful show. Help us spread the message.
Hey, listen, it's my pleasure. I'll see you up there in a couple of weeks. Give a high five to Nikki and the rest of the team and tell the kids that I'll be up there to quiz them and help them get jobs. If they need me before then, just email me, Tim. Thank you so much. Tim Becker, director of the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. What's the email one last time, Tim?
realestate.ufl.edu.
That's my man.